It's the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. It is presented, as always, by our friends at Cobos Insurance Center and our friends over at Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rock Anushi. He is Tom Evans. And again, excited to talk some high school wrestling here with you. Busy weekend, as always, it seems, for you, Tommy, this past weekend. But you were where? You were at Kent State on Friday night for some collegiate action. You made your way over to Columbia on Saturday for the Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament, so I'm sure we'll dive into that later on in the program. But how did this weekend go for you out around the mats?
It was busy, and it was not conducive to making the trip over or back from Kent State, but went over and did the Purdue Boilermakers came to town and wrestled the Golden Flashes on Friday night, and I had a white knuckle drive home on the turnpike that probably took about an hour longer than it would have normally taken me. But we got through it and got up and got after it at Columbia, and we'll talk about that after the break a little bit. That's always a fun tournament over there. We had a great day of wrestling over at Columbia High School.
Yeah, battling the elements here in the early portion of January. Not unfamiliar territory at all here in Northeast Ohio. But hopefully, no too many more white-knuckle drives for you in and around town. But I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Hey, we do got a special guest coming up, as she basically runs the Lorain County SmackDown page, correct?
It's hers. It's all Becca Lynn's.
Awesome. So, yeah, Becca Lynn, you just heard the name there. She'll be our guest here coming up after this timeout. Again, she runs the Lorain County SmackDown page on Facebook. Pretty much everything you need to know going on with the Lorain County wrestling scene, she's got it covered there on the page. Certainly saves my life on a weekly basis. So make sure you go ahead and check that out. And you definitely want to stay tuned for our interview with Becca coming up here shortly. So with that being said, let's step aside, take our first timeout. And when we come back, Becca will join us right here on the High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It's presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty, and you're listening to it right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM, or on that mobile app. And Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
Welcome back to the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap, presented by Cobos Insurance Center and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rock Onushi, he's Tom Evans, and joining us now on the hotline, a very special guest, and you know what, probably overdue for an appearance here on our weekly wrestling recap on WEOL. She's Becca Lynn. She runs the Facebook page Lorain County SmackDown. It covers all of your Lorain County wrestling needs as far as scores and scheduling goes, results, things of that nature. Everything you need to know about the Lorain County wrestling scene, it is right there on that Lorain County SmackDown page. And Becca does a fantastic job with that Facebook page. So we're excited to talk to her a little bit about that, just kind of how she goes about her Lorain County wrestling coverage. So Becca, thank you very much for joining us here this evening. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Becca, it's Tom Evans here. Becca, you know what? You've been doing this for several years. I was teasing a little bit. I think about maybe it was about 3 years ago at the state meet. I'm looking at some of your pictures, and I'm thinking, she's got to be sitting right behind me, because that's the same view I have at the state meet. And I think that's the first time we connected, and we talked quite a bit then. But tell our audience, Becca, how you got involved in the creating the page and your involvement with wrestling and how all that cranked itself up.
Oh, well, really, my son ended up getting into wrestling when he was in the sixth grade, and then, you know, kind of following him through with that and getting more involved. And then, you know, I just fell in love with this sport and just saw the passion in all these athletes. And I was like, there needs to be more recognition. They need more, you know, media attention. And I saw, like, football get all the attention and basketball, which they're fantastic. But I was like, this is one of the hardest sports you'll ever be a part of. So I actually had reached out to the football Lorain County Friday Night Lights. I met up with him. He gave me some pointers, and that's kind of how this all started.
That's awesome. Becca, in a very short period of time, you've taken some of the best wrestling pictures that I've ever seen posted. You've learned our sport quickly, and you learned where to be, and you learned when the action is very photogenic. Tell us a little bit about how you got into your photography and just learning the sport of wrestling.
With photography, it kind of just started as a mom on the sideline for football. And then it just developed to something I love, you know, everybody, the athletes, the parents, all loving seeing the photos, getting the great feedback, and just really capturing those moments for everybody to always have. I'm just self-taught, and I kind of just do my best and learn as I go. And then I've met a lot of great photographers, you know, while I was out there, and they always gave me pointers. So it was just a lot of fun kind of learning how to do that.
Now, for our audience, Becca's telling you that she's self-taught, but on Saturday, she had the full-blown gear. You would have thought she was from Sports Illustrated. She had the knee pads on. She's got the telephoto camera that can take pictures from about 6 miles away, and she knows where to be mat side, and she knows when the action's coming her way to get out of the way. So, that's great stuff, Becca. Becca, tell us a little bit about how you have gone about doing what many of us can't do, and that's get schedules from coaches and get results. You and I talked a little bit on Saturday. You know, Bombs Page and Track Wrestling are probably two of the most common, but there's so many other goofy little programs that tournaments use anymore. So tell me about the work that you put into gathering this information and getting it out there for everybody.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of just trying to track people down. And I have to say, it's the wrestling community is really what keeps me going. I got to tell you, I have moms from every little area from, you know, Demogol at Columbia. I usually hit her up a lot to give me any updates on Columbia. So, you know, every week or at the beginning of the season, I reach out to everybody I can and post and see what schedules I can get. I try to look up online on their athletics websites, but if those aren't, updated, I go to the parents, I go to the athletes. And then every week, you know, these schedules get updated. It's not like football where it's a set schedule, it doesn't change. It's constantly changing. Things get added on. So every week I post, you know, hey, this is what's going on this week in Lorain County. And if there's any updates, people update me. So by the day of, I usually have pretty up-to-date results schedules.
Good stuff. Becca, tell us about the website now. You know, the website went from this fledgling thing to how many members you have now, and I think you're even kind of taking on some sponsorship on the website now as well.
Oh, yes. So I think the last time I checked, we're at 2,600. I'm hoping to hit 3,000 by the end of the year. It seems like every year I'm getting about 1,000 new followers, which is just amazing. And I know there's more out there, so just keep on keeping on. I do have Defense Soap that sponsors us, and Inner Circle Personal Fitness. That's a gym out in Wellington in Lorain County. The gym helps sponsor by buying the T-shirts for a Wrestler of the Week, and Defense Soap, you know, gives us Defense Soap kits, so every Wrestler of the Week gets a Defense Soap kit, too. So it's been really awesome. It's all about the kids and acknowledging their accomplishments, so it's been a lot of fun to be able to kind of give that to them.
Now, give our wrestlers that Facebook page again so we make sure we get it right. And then when you're done with that, tell us a little bit about how you developed the Wrestler of the Week. I know you started that last year, and that's kind of really grown.
Oh, yeah. So it's Lorain County SmackDown on Facebook. And also there's a website, www.loraincountysmackdown.com. I try to keep them both up to date as much as I can, share the photos and the results. And then I'm so sorry. What was the second question? Oh, the Wrestler of the Week. That's what I was. So I kind of, once again, took a playbook out of the Lorain County Friday Night Lights. I think it's Dave Flowers. He's been amazing and just so open to helping me with any of my questions and, you know, what he found worked well. And so, you know, I take nominations throughout the week, and sometimes there's a lot. And so I have like a little council that I send them to. All the nominations and a little blurb, and these council, there's a few members, and they aren't a part of Lorain County, but they are a part of a wrestling community, so they know what they're looking for. And then we get our top four. No one knows from that council who is picking who. They're all, like, separate, so it's as fair as I can be. And then the top four make it to the poll for the people to vote. And then right at 9 o'clock, I take a picture of, you know, the screenshot, you know, what the votes are, so I know exactly who won at 9 a.m. on Thursdays.
Becca, that is fantastic stuff. I got a quick one here for you, but before we let you go, and kind of going back to something we touched on earlier here in the interview, you know, with regards to wrestling coverage, and like Tom said, the difficulties we can have sometimes with getting schedules and results and things of that nature. Why do you think it is like that at times? I know you kind of mentioned because things change so often, you don't really have that set schedule like you do sometimes with football or even a basketball type schedule. And again, not trying to call out any athletic directors or coaches here or anything like that, but why do you think there are some difficulties at times just kind of getting concrete schedules, results, and things of that nature with wrestling specifically?
I think sometimes wrestling does get overlooked. it's one of the toughest sports, so it's a lot of times kids can start at the beginning of the season, they don't make it till the end. I mean, it's one of the toughest sports out there. And I even said, like, if you look into the data, even, like, people in special forces in the Army, like, they're usually former wrestlers just because of that mindset that you have to have. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes it's so tough. It's such a tough sport, people tend to overlook it because it may not have as many kids. But I got to tell you, I'm with a female becoming sanctioned just a couple of years ago and just seeing at state everybody lined up. You know, D1, 2, 3, and female, all side by side, going round by round. It's just something amazing that you don't see in any other sport. And it's just something great to be a part of.
Fantastic. And like Tom and I have talked about so many times on this show, it really does seem like the wrestling community, it resembles that of a tight-knit family, with folks really helping each other out, whether it's with training or gathering results and schedules with you know, the type of work that you do, Becca. It really is incredible kind of see, you know, that whole family atmosphere really come together with that wrestling community, isn't it?
Oh, it just really is. I mean, like I said, my son started in the sixth grade. He started going to Forge Wrestling down Smithville with Richard Skelly, and it, just everybody I've met, I have friends everywhere now, from Wayndale to, you know, down south. I mean, it's really amazing, and everybody looks out for each other. It's just the best community to be a part of.
That is fantastic. And Becca, one more time before we let you go, just remind our listeners where they can find, you know, the Facebook page and where they can find the website to keep up with the latest in and around Lorain County Wrestling.
Yeah, so the Facebook is Lorain County SmackDown, and then the Facebook page, or I'm sorry, the website's www.LorainCountySmackDown.com.
Fantastic. Becca, thank you very much for taking the time to join us here this afternoon. We greatly appreciate the time, and certainly looking forward to following more of your coverage on Lorain County SmackDown. Thank you again, Becca.
Thank you.
Thanks, Becca.
Thank you.
And there she is, Becca Lynn. Again, she runs the Lorain County SmackDown Facebook page, also on the website, LorainCountySmackDown.com. And, boy, great interview with Becca. And that's amazing how she's kind of turned nothing into the something that it is with Lorain County SmackDown, just her coverage, the photos, everything that's gone into it. And like you said, Tom, doing it herself from the ground up, just incredible what she's able to do.
Well, and she is just so high energy, too. It's fun to see that, because she's truly excited to do this. And even with the way that all this has grown, I mean— You know, I saw her Saturday. That was a long day. I know she was down at the J.C. Gorman on Friday night and then back up over the Columbia on Saturday, and she snuck out of there. She just goes and goes, and it's so important to our sport. She does such a great job of getting recognition to a lot of kids that maybe otherwise wouldn't get some recognition.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, she's absolutely right. I know it, having followed high school sports pretty much my whole life. I mean, wrestling and a lot of other sports, they just kind of fall under the radar at times when you look at football. Football, basketball, even baseball, softball at times, girls volleyball for sure. So awesome to see what she's able to do with Lorain County SmackDown, the coverage that she gives our wrestlers, and I'm sure they and their families, the community, they love it. So again, big thanks to Becca Lynn for joining us. If you missed that interview, you can find it over at WEOL.com under that sports tab. Just navigate to the high school wrestling section and the interview will be right there for you. Also, hopefully try to get that on the front page as well. All right, let's step aside, take another time out. When we come back, I'll pester Tom about some of the different results that we, you know, just talked about. They can be difficult to get at times, but not thanks to Becca. So we'll talk about some of those results from this past weekend and take a look at what's coming up ahead in and around the Lorain County wrestling scene. That's all coming your way next after this break. It's the High School Wrestling Weekly Recap here on WEOL, presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. We're on the app and Tom online
at WEOL.com.
It is the High School Wrestling Weekly Recap here on WEOL. It is presented by Cobos Insurance Center and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rock Anushi. He's the Hall of Famer himself, Tommy Evans. And that was Becca Lynn, our special guest last segment. She runs the Lorain County SmackDown Facebook page that covers everything Lorain County Wrestling, results, schedules, awesome photos, and I do mean awesome photos. Just everything you need to know and love about Lorain County Wrestling, it's right there on the Facebook page. You can also check out her website over at www.LorainCountySmackDown.com. So again, just a huge thanks to Becca Lynn for taking the time to join us. If you missed that interview, go to WEOL.com, front page, also that high school sports sports section, the wrestling tab. That interview and all of our previous episodes of the show are right there on that page. So, Tom, let's dive into some of the results from this past week. And, you know, I know you wanted to start it with the girls' side of things on this episode.
Yeah, 4 teams from the county went down to Chippewa on Sunday. Vermilion came away with a championship down there. I think their first championship of the season. So, but the Lady Sailors kind of pick up right where they left off last year. North Ridgeville, Farlands, and Wellington were also down there. But Vermilion had 5 placers. Alyssa Woodard won a championship, and Cora Frederick, Emily Steiner, Marissa Torres, and Faith Sargent all ended up on the podium as well. Great job by the Sailors. They're really strong through the middle weight classes, placed at 125, 130, 135, and 140. Did a really nice job. And then from North Ridgeville, Gianna Sanfilippo came in with a 4th place finish down at Chippewa as well. The other big girls' meet was down at Tri-Valley, the Midwest Classic down in Dresden. And Illyria went down there and finished 2nd, 1.5 behind Warren. So that had to be a real dogfight down there. But 12 placers for the Lady Pioneers.
Wow.
down at Tri-Valley. Real nice job by them. Emily Conley comes away with a 2nd place. Soraya Jackson, a 2nd place. We talked about both of them. And Chloe Washington at 2:35 comes in with a runner-up finish. And we hadn't talked too much about Chloe, but she had a real nice tournament down there as well.
Oh, look at what Paul Felton's cooking up over there at Illyria High. That's an impressive weekend for them right there.
Paulie's got them going. I'm going to tell you what, the girls, now they're going to do that pre-regional tournament this year and spread it out a little bit. I think it's going to be a real dogfight.
Okay.
And we're going to run into a situation where, you know, you're hearing some of the same schools at the same tournaments. These girls may see somebody for the 5th or 6th time by the time we get to that regional competition, and that's tough. That's a tough way to go. So
I feel like it's tough to make adjustments at that level. I mean, they talk about, like, in football, basketball, it's hard enough to beat somebody twice, let alone now in wrestling.
Yeah,
5 or 6 times you're seeing somebody.
And that's a lot. And I think as the girls' tournaments grow, they'll start to spread out a little bit more, and I think people will get out of the county. I think we're going to see that with this week's schedule. They get a little bit more spread out based on some of those tournaments. Now we're in our 3rd and 4th year, so that's starting to happen.
All right, so congrats to all the ladies who did well over the weekend. We'll circle back around to the girls once we talk about what's upcoming the rest of the week heading into this weekend in and around Lorain County Wrestling. Let's show the boys some love as well, as you were over at Columbia for the Jacob Waska Memorial Tournament. We can start there. Tom, what'd you see over there at Columbia this weekend?
Yeah, the 51st year of the Columbia Tournament, now in Jacob Wasco's name. The host Raiders come away with a team championship over there, and it was kind of hard because we were trying to figure out the last time the Raiders had won it, and I think we're going back into the 1990s.
Really?
Since the host Raiders had won their own tournament over there, but great job by them over there. They play 7 wrestlers. They had 4 champs, Bodie Gibbs, Mike Fry, Andrew Sorensen, kind of the usual suspects. We know that those guys have been a hot commodity, but Leland Zeiger really kind of came through from 190, won a championship kind of out of nowhere for him, but real nice job over there. Nate Chapman with a 2nd at heavyweight, Tanner Cochran with a 3rd place finish, Xavier Hendon with a 3rd place finish as well. So they did it with numbers over at Columbia on Saturday.
At 190, did he have to pick up an upset or two along the
way?
Well,
it was a weight class that didn't have a lot of seated wrestlers, so he just got hot at the right time.
Sure.
Larry Catholic with a real nice showing over there. And I got to tell you, my hat's off to Mick Burnett. Mick's been working his tail off over there, and I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but it's visible to see the improvement in the Elyria Catholic kids from last year to this year. It really is, and sometimes when you're as close to it as a coach, you don't see it, but they're really getting better over there on Poplar, and Mick's doing a great job with them. Maddox Mose was 3rd at 106. Hakeem Garcia placed, as did Christian Soltis. Maddox had the fastest pin in the tournament at 9 seconds, so a nice job. We had 4 pins under 20 seconds, so it was flying over there a little bit. And then Oberlin, also over there, nice showing. Tommy Bauer had a 4th place finish at 132 pounds. For the Oberlin Firebirds.
Good deal. All right, so a lot of action happening there over at Columbia. Penn City at Perry, what happened there, Tom?
Amherst went up, finished 5th out of 15. 8 placers for him. 2 runners-up, and Chase Chandler and Javier Bush and Trey Thompson finished in 3rd place over there for Amherst. 8 placers overall. That's a really, again, that's 5 mats or 6 mats in that gym, and they're just going all day long over there.
Down to Plymouth, or over to Plymouth, however you'd want to phrase it.
Brookside went down to Plymouth, finished 9th place down there with 6 placers. Nazir Omir and Elijah Lopez both finished 3rd over there for the Cardinals. So Coach Patrizzi kind of keeping them going over there as we get ready for the LCA to action.
Good deal, and that brings us, I think, finally to what, the J.C. Gorman?
J.C. Gorman down in Mansfield, one of the older tournaments. That's a two-dayer. 36 teams down there. Vermilion was 19th, Midview 20th, and Black River 30th. Vermilion had three places over there, Aiden Kaiser, Logan Peterson, and Cohen Mooney. Midview had two placers in Thomas Commit and Makai Massey, and Black River, Colton Moskow with a place down there at the Mansfield, and that's another one of those long running tournaments down there, the J.C. Gorman.
Fantastic. So all in all, it seems like what the Elyria girls and then the Columbia boys, maybe the two big winners.
Those are the big winners this weekend, and yeah, that really kind of setting things off. And you know, we talked to Coach Giuliani last week, and you know, some of their goals for this year, and it was important for them to get that championship trophy back at Columbia, and it was a great day for the Raiders.
Yeah, I can imagine there was a lot of pride, probably a lot of emotion with bringing that title back.
Good turnout over there. Yeah, it was good stuff.
That's awesome. Did you keep yourself behaved and in line navigating those waters?
No, I didn't.
Of course not.
But that it depends on who you talk to. you know, Ray Anthony always kind of keeps me in check, and Dan Hornbeek over there running the computer. But we kept the tournament running, and we kept the action going, once we got her up and going, it was pretty smooth.
All righty, good deal. So there was kind of a look at what happened this past weekend across Lorain County Wrestling. What's coming up later this week, heading into this next weekend here, Tom?
Start off with the conference dual meets, and the LC8 runs the quads, and the big quad this week is over at Firelands. You got Firelands, Brookside, Columbia, and Clearview. Certainly Columbia, we know how good they are. I know Clearview, a lot of talk about Clearview. Firelands is sneaky good. You know, Firelands has gone to some places that some other people haven't, and then Brookside kind of thrown in that mix as well. So that'll be a big quad to see how that one comes out. I may slide over there on Thursday, depending if I get my honeydew list done or not. And then Keystone's going to host Black River, Wellington, and Oberlin in the other quad for the LC8. SWC gets going on Thursday also with their duels. Amherst has got Avon Lake coming over to them. That's probably the biggest matchup in the SWC. North Ridgeville's going to host Elyria. Midview's going to host Berea Mid-Park. Olmsted Falls has got Avon coming over before we get into the weekend activities over there. On the weekend, Lorain's going out to Perrysburg Invitational. That's a two-dayer for them. Keystone hosts a duel in the school. So that's always a fun one. Brunswick's coming up to Keystone. They're going to do that duel in the school and get it cranked up over at Keystone. I know that's a big one for the young kids that really, you know, Chris has done such a great job of building that program over there. It really keeps the young kids involved in that. And then on Saturday, Firelands, Elyria Catholic, and Keystone head over to Westlake for the Coach Ant. It's Mike Antonishin over there. Everybody calls him Ant. Mike was a longtime coach over at Westlake, and they run the Invitational in Mike's honor over there. That'll be a fun day. That'll be a good day for Firelands, Keystone, and EC. Black River, Vermilion, and Brookside all head over to Eastlake North, over to the John Matucci Invitational. And if that's a familiar name, John was part of that old Cleveland West team. His brother Vince, a longtime friend of mine. Avon Lake and Wellington go down to Northwestern to the Husky. And then on the girls on Saturday, North Ridgeville, Columbia, Keystone, Vermilion, and Lorain all go over to Akron North. And that's about the third or fourth year, maybe even longer for that Lady Viking tournament. But okay. So we got five county schools over there. And on Sunday, the Lady Top Gun is going to run out at Alliance, and that's Avon Lake, Elyria, and Firelands out at Alliance. And if Alliance is hosting a tournament, I guarantee there's going to be bad weather, because for years we went to the Top Gun and it wouldn't snow, and we'd end up driving 25 miles an hour and make a 45-minute trip into a two-hour trip, and so that's my weather forecast for the week.
Well, we're about a week into the new year, and the weather already hasn't cooperated, so why would it now or later, I guess I should say.
It's cold outside, and it's hot in the gyms.
There you go. So we'll take that. All right, Tom, any final thoughts from you before we say our thank yous and goodbyes?
No, just really interested in seeing how these conference duels start rolling out a little bit, and we're going to see some tournaments coming down the year. The D's heads up. Takes place over at Firestone in a couple weeks, and a lot of our schools go out to Maumee Bay, and that's a tremendous tournament out at Maumee Bay, so people are going to really find out where they're at as they start to get ready to peak for sectionals and districts.
All right, fantastic. So again, there's a look at what happened this past weekend and a look at some of the upcoming action later this weekend in and around the Lorain County wrestling scene. All right, so I do want to thank Becca Lynn one more time. Again, she was our special guest here today. If you're not familiar with her game, you better become familiar, because she runs the Lorain County SmackDown Facebook page, also the website at LorraineCountySmackDown.com. Again, folks, if you're struggling to find schedules, results, photos of the wrestling action, even if you're not struggling to find it, you can get much more over at that Facebook page and on the website. So again, a big thanks to Becca for joining us. You can find her interview over at WEOL.com. All right, so for Becca Lynn, for Tom Evans, I'm Rocco Nucci saying thank you for listening to another episode of the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It's been presented by Cobos Insurance Center and by Century 21 Deanna Realty, and you listen to it this evening right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM on the mobile app and Tom online
at WEOL.com.